This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Joe Biden on Wednesday called on Congress to pass legislation creating a federal tax holiday on gas and diesel fuel for 3 months in an effort to lower prices at the pump. The pause would trim 18 cents off a gallon of gas and 24 cents off each gallon of diesel at a time when the summer driving season is getting underway. The legislation would cost an estimated $10 billion. President Biden asked Congress to make the temporary adjustment in a way that does not harm the Highway Trust Fund, which gets its revenue from fuel sales. Many lawmakers, mostly on the Republican side of the aisle, have said the trust fund is the reason Republicans won't vote for a gas tax holiday. President Biden also plans to call on state and local governments to provide additional consumer relief by pausing state sales tax on gas or similar actions. Several states have previously implemented their own tax holidays. Biden's push for a gas tax holiday comes months after his administration stepped up its actions to combat gas prices in April by releasing 1 million barrels daily from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and issuing an emergency waiver to suspend a summer ban on the use of a specific ethanol blend of fuel. An out-of-state super PAC that spent $126,752 supporting three Republican legislative primary candidates in Montana this spring violated state campaign practice laws, according to a decision released by Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan. The decision comes after a month-long investigation by Mangan's office of a complaint filed against the Convention of States Political Fund, or COSPF, and states that the organization failed to adequately disclose its spending on mailers and radio ads supporting the primary campaigns of Republican Senator Jason Ellsworth of Hamilton, Republican Representative Ross Fitzgerald of Fairfield, and first-time legislative candidate Wayne Rusk of Stevensville. COSPF mailers and radio ads in Montana touted the three candidates' conservative positions on issues like abortion and gun control. The organization itself is tied to a larger national movement aimed at convincing a majority of state legislatures to pursue a revision of the U.S. Constitution and received the bulk of its funding during the 2022 primary season from two other political groups, Conservative Action for America and the nonprofit Convention of States Action, an organization that belongs to a category of political organizations known as dark money groups because they're not legally required to disclose donors. Commissioner of Political Practices Mangan found that the organization did not meet the state's definition of a non-resident political committee because it failed to file its activity in its home state. COSPF said its home state was Michigan, and its registration as a political committee there satisfied Montana's requirements. But Mangan determined that the organization is headquartered in Washington, D.C., and had not registered there. Mangan also found that the group's registration in Michigan did not preclude it from having to report its Montana expenditures to his office in a timely fashion. Even if COSPF had met the criteria for a non-resident political committee, Mangan found that its finance report did not satisfy Montana's itemized disclosure requirements. For example, he wrote, none of the expenditures listed in the report made mention of radio ads on which the organization spent more than $47,000. COSPF also failed to include the required paid-for-by language on its mailers in violation of Montana law. Mangan referred the matter to the Lewis and Clark County Attorney, and if prosecution is waived, Mangan will either negotiate a civil fine with COSPF or pursue legal action. Vermont harvested more maple syrup in 2022 than any other year in the state's modern history. Vermont maple producers collected about 2.5 million gallons of syrup, according to new data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's an 800,000-gallon increase over 2021. Weather plays a huge part in how much sap is collected in any given year, and it just so happens that 2022 was an excellent year for weather for maple trees. Producers collected sap for an average of 40 days this year, compared to 29 days last year. The weather in 2022 was the best for maple syrup in Vermont's modern history.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.